We continue our learning. There is a chumrah that shchita has over aliyah. Well, let's remind ourselves what we're talking about. We mentioned already at the beginning of the perek that a person who shochet and male b'chutz, person who does the shchita outside the azara, or does ha'alah, brings off, burns the karmon on a mizbeach or somewhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, the azara, so he's going to be chayiv kares. So the Mishnah is here, and the two separate sukkim that we quoted to this effect, and we mentioned that in the first Mishnah. So here the Mishnah is telling us that there is a chumrah that shchita has out of the azara over aliyah, and an over aliyah b'mashchita, and a chumrah that aliyah has over shchita, as the Mishnah will explain. Chumrah b'shchita, in what way is shechting outside the azara more of a chumrah, more stringent than the ha'alah, offering the carbon outside the azara? So the Mishnah says, "Shahashochet lahedyot chayav, v'hamala lahedyot pater." If a person who shechts a carbon outside the azara I was speaking about, but he had in mind a hedyot. Hedyot means a regular person, as opposed to Hashem. A person shechting the carbon, this is not a shechita for a carbon for Hashem. This is a carbon for a hedyot, for a regular person. I want to shech this carbon for the sake of this particular person. So the halacha there is that he's chayiv kares b'mezid or shogi chatos for shechting outside the azara, because the bottom line is he shechted it outside the azara. The fact that he didn't have in mind that this is a carbon, he had in mind that this is or a carbon to Hashem, but it's a carbon to a lay person, that doesn't matter. You shechted it outside the azara, you're going to be chai for shchutei chutz. V'hamale lahedyot pater, though. But if a person who offers the fats, the limbs of the animal, and burns them outside the Beis HaMikdash, with in mind that this is for the honor of a person, but not for Hashem, then he's going to be pater from kares b'mezid, or chatos b'shogeg, because he didn't have Hashem in mind. Now, why should it matter? So the answer is, it's based on the psukim. The pasuk that we quoted, that was the proof text for the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, was the pasuk Ish Ish Mibeis Yisrael. This is the beginning. They're both in Vayikra Yud Zayin, where the pasuk said, "Evel Pesach Oel Moed Lo Hevio." We didn't bring the carbon to the Oel Moed. La'akiv Kapar Hashem Lefinei Mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev lo ish hahu dam shafach v'nichras yishov mikarav, and then it gets kares. So that pasuk over there says dam yechashev lo ish hahu. Now, what does dam yechashev lo ish hahu teach us? Dam yechashev lo ish, pause there. It means the following. Even if you shechted and remove the blood from the animal for the shechita, and it's dam yechashev lo ish, even for a human being, for a tzorech hedyot, a regular lay person, he's going to be chayv shchutei chutz. So that's why shechita has this chumrah. However, when it comes to ha'alah, that pasuk, that was a different source. We just mentioned that at the beginning of the parak as well. That pasuk began with ish ish mi beis Israel, etc. Asher yale ola ozavach. And then vel pesach moed, he's sacrificing it. But he doesn't mean the pesach moed lo yivi enu la'asos oso la'shem. The phrase there is la'asos, there's no la'ish, it's la'asos oso la'shem. What does that show you? That the isur of ha'ala b'chutz will only apply if you have Hashem in mind. If you have a hedyot in mind, you're going to be potter. So that's why shchita has this chumrah over ha'ala. But chomer ba'aliyah, the Mishnah continues, in what way is ha'ala b'chutz, the bringing of the sacrifice, burning it outside the base, outside the azara, in what way is that a chumrah over shchita? Because shnayim she'achazu b'saken v'shachatu p'turin. If two people would, let's say, take hold of a knife and shecht a carbon together outside the base hamikdash, they're both pater from kares b'mezir achatas b'shogeg, that's not shchutei chutz. You're not chayiv. Yet, achazo be'ever ve'elu chayavin. But if two people took hold of one of the limbs of the carbon and burnt it together outside the azara, they would be chayiv. Both would be chayiv kares b'mezir or shogei chatas. And this is also derived from psukim, because the pasuk, when it came to the shchita b'chutz, says dot said dam yechashev lo ishahu. So it's the very word leish that taught us that the isra of shchutei chutz will apply where you shechted it with outside the Beis HaMikdash, with in mind that it's to be for a person and an Hashem is leish. Well, leish also teaches us something else. La'ish means echad v'lo shnayim, only one and not two. So if la'ish means now we're referring to not who you're shechting it for, but rather who is doing the iser. So it's only an ish. Only if one person does it, if two people do it together, shecht it outside, hold on to the knife and shecht the animal outside the azar, they're not going to be chay v'shutei chutz. Yet when it comes to ha'alah b'chutz, it says ish, ish, asher ya'aleh. What do you need the double ish? That comes to include if two people hold on to a limb of the animal and burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be chayv. Then the Mishnah says, hela v'chazar v'hela v'chazar v'hela chayav v'kol aliyah v'aliyah divir Rabbi Shimon. Here you have a person who did this b'shogeg, obviously, because he can only be chayv kareis once, but chatos, he can be chayv multiple chatos. Here you have someone who took part of the behema of a korban outside the azara and burnt it, realized that I wasn't allowed to do that. Okay, I shouldn't do that again. And then he forgot and did it again. And he did it many times. He forgot and then he did it again. Chaz avahela. It says Rabbi Shimon is chayv for each and every one, even though it's all from the same animal. Yet he's taking different limbs from from the same animal. Since between each of the ha'alaos he had, there was a state of unawareness of awareness, and then he forgot again. So that's a new chiyuv chatos for each and every ha'ala. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer. He says, no, you chayev one chatas on all the ha'alos. It's all the same behema, you chayev once. Now, the Gemara explains, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara, that this is based on the pasuk, which we've quoted already, la'asos oso la'shem. That's one of the phrases in the pasuk regarding ha'ala b'chutz. La'asos oso la'shem. What's oso? So oso teaches us you're going to be chayev for a shalem, for something complete, and not chayev on a chaser, not something that's lacking. Oso means the full thing. So what's the basis of this machlokes? So Rabbi Yossi believes that oso is what's shalem, what's considered a complete thing regarding this ha'ala b'chutz, that's the whole korban. So if you're ma'ala b'chutz, parts of the carbon, you're not chayv a carbon, separate carbon chatos for each and every one, even if there was you forgot in between and then remembered and then forgot again. It doesn't matter. Each ha'alah is not a separate avera because you didn't do anything shalem. It's only shalem when you bring up the whole behema. So doing four or five limbs one after the other, chayv one carbon chatos. Rabbi Shimon believes that the word oso refers to each and every limb. So each and every limb has to be shalem and not chaser. But if it's a full limb that you placed on the animal, and then there was then you forgot and then remembered and did it again rather, and then remembered, you realize you did an avera, so you could do that 4, 5, 10 times, and you're going to be chayv karban chatos for each and every one. Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'eino chayav ad sheyale l'rosh hamizbeach." Says the Mishnah, the one who's mala b'chutz is not going to be chayv unless he does this on a roast of the top of a mizbeach. What does that mean? Well, the mizbeach is obviously in the Beis HaMikdash. He is doing ha'alah outside the Beis HaMikdash. So where did he burn the fats and the limbs of this animal? So says the Mishnah, in order to be chayev, he has to do this on a mizbeach. He built a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he put it on a mizbeach. Where is this derived from? From Parshas Noach. Vayiven Noach mizbeach l'Hashem. That was not in the Beis HaMikdash. You see, even b'chutz, in order to be chayev for ha'alah, it has to be on a mizbeach. You burnt it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not on a mizbeach, says the Tanna Kamma, you're not going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu he'ela al hasela o al ha'even chayev. A stone, a rock, a boulder, whatever it may be, doesn't have to be officially a mizbeach. It could be a sela. Where do we see this? So Rabbi Shimon derives this from Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel. This is what preceded the birth of Shimshon was Eshes Manoach, who saw the Malach, and then the Malach came back. Manoach went to see the Malach. And they gave him something, wanted to give him something. And then what happened? A whole fire came, and then the Malach went up. And it says, Vayikach Manoach is gedi ho'izim es ha-mincha, vayal al ha-tsur la-shem. So he brought this as a cover. Tsur is a rock. So this was not a mizbeach. A tsur is a sela, is an oven. So even if you don't build a mizbeach, you did halah on a sela, that's also called ha'alah, and therefore you be chai for halah b'chutz. The Rambam in his Pirsha Mishnayah says to our Mishnah, says, Kol Eilu Hadinim Kabbalah V'samchu L'Psukim. Don't think that we're really deriving halachos from Sefer Shoftim or even from Parshas Noach. This is before Matan Torah. To find out what the definition of halah is, I learned that from, it could only be from Chumash, it could only be after Matan Torah. So these are hints in the Psukim, support for these halachos in Psukim, but we have, they're all traditions, what the definition of halah really is. Zvachim Perek, Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Echad Kachim Ksherim, the Echad Kachim Psulim, Shahayab Psulon Bakodesh, the Hikrivan Bachutz Chayev. Says the Mishnah like this. When you have karbanos, so obviously if they're kasher, and what do? Then you did a halah, you were makriv them outside the Azara, you're going to be chayev for a halah bachutz, bemezit kare, shogi chachtas, etc. So that we understand if it's kachim kshirim. But the Mishnah here says that even kachim psulim, even if you have kachim that were disqualified, but shaya psulim bakodesh, but they only became pasul in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now this brings us back to the beginning of the ninth parak. The ninth parak Mishnah Beis, we had a list of those karbanas that im olu lo yerdu. If they went up to the Mizbeach, you don't have to take them down. What are those examples that we had on the list? Let's say take a couple of examples. An animal that became tummy, an animal that was lun that was left overnight, a yotze was taken outside. So these are cases where they weren't inherently pusle, but rather what? They became pusle in the Azara itself. So, and therefore the halacha would be if you wouldn't normally lachatchila place them on Mizbeach, but if you did, you don't have to take them down. Since that's the halacha regarding these karbanos, if you would then be makriv them outside, that would be considered halah b'chutz, and you're going to be chayv for that. So, however, when it comes to karbanos that are not psulon bakodesh, but rather they had an inherent psul before they walked into the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about a karban, let's say that was an animal that was used that was worshipped, let's say. We have an animal that was used as an estanzona to give a prostitute as payment. So those are inherently pasul. They're pasul before they even walked into the Beis HaMikdash. They're in Alu Yerdu. If they were placed on the Mizbeach, you have to take them down. There, in such a case, if you would burn them outside the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon, you would not be chai for halah b'chutz. That's what the Mishnah is here to teach us. And where is this learned from? So we have, quote, this is the same pasuk again, when regarding halah b'chutz, it's the vasos oso l'Hashem. So we focused on the word oso in the previous Mishnah, either a whole limb or a whole animal, oso, but here we're focused on the word l'Hashem. Lasos oso l'Hashem. Anything that's l'Hashem, you're going to be chayv b'chutz. But if it's not l'Hashem, you're not chayv b'chutz. What does it mean it's not l'Hashem? It's something that, if you placed on the Mizbeach, would not be able to stay there. You'd have to take it down. So that would not be considered l'Hashem. You wouldn't be chayv for bringing that, be mal or that, b'chutz. Then the Mishnah says, amala kezais min ha'ola umin ha'emurim b'chutz chayav. So here, a person had the whole kezias of the ola that you were makriv, you burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash, on a Mizbeach, according to one opinion, on a Sela, maybe another opinion, doesn't have to be a Mizbeach. So the full kezias was for different parts of the animal. It was emurim, are the parts that are normally the fats and limbs that are burnt on the Mizbeach. So so here it's a gezayis min ha'olam min ha'imur. So here he took, let's say, there was a half a gezayis of flesh and a half a gezayis of fats. So these are two different parts of the animal. Says the Mishnah, yichayev anyway. Why? Since the carbon ola is completely burnt anyway, so we can starve, we can join together the flesh with the fats to make a kezias to be chayev for being mala b'chutz. You're not chayev for mala b'chutz unless you're mala kezias. Here there's a kezias of the carbon ola, some of the fats, some of the flesh, but they can join together to make the kezias. Then why? Because it's a carbon ola, and a carbon ola, the whole thing is burnt. There's all of those things potentially would be placed on the Mizbeach in the Azara. Therefore, taking a half a kezias of each of those things will join together to be chayev mala b'chutz outside the Azar. Then the Mishnah says, HaKometz V'Halavona. The Kometzes, which we spoke about several times in the past, are the three middle fingers, the flour that you take, which is the Shechita, so to speak, of the equivalent, the shechita of a korban mincha, where we take from the flour, pressed over there on the palm, the halavona, which is the frankincense, and that would be from a flour offering that someone donates. We use lavona, frankincense, on that. V'haktores, we know the incense, the torah that was brought every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Uminchas kohanim, which doesn't have a kometz at all. Minchas kohanim, the flour offering of a kohen, is completely burnt on the mizbech. Uminchas kohen hamashiach, which is a special minchas chavit and a special mincha that the kohen gadol brought every day. Uminchas nesachim, which is the flour offering that's brought along with the wine every day with the karbon. In any of these cases, says the Mishnah, shehikriv me'echad mehen, a kizayis bachutz chayef. If you makriv from the kometz, from the lavona, from the taurus, from the minchas kohanim, and a kizayis of that outside the azara, you're going to be chayef for halah bachutz, being makriv bachutz. Now, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? These are things that are supposed to be placed on the mizbeach anyway. So the answer is because in these cases, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. The whole lavona, the ktores, and the minchas kohanim is completely burnt. So here, the kometz, you only took a kezias of the kometz. You took a kezias of the lavona. So you didn't take the whole thing that was supposed to be placed on mizbeach and your makriv it outside. You took only kezias of those things. You're going to be chayiv. So it's true, inside the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to sacrifice the whole thing. Immediately taking out a kezias and mimakav outside is already a problem of halah bachutz. Rabbi Elazar poter ad sheyakav is kulo. He believes that you're not going to be chai for halah bachutz unless you makav the whole thing. The kometz, lavona, ktoris, etc. Like the halach is inside. You're not going to be chai for halah bachutz unless you do outside what you're supposed to do inside. Inside, you're supposed to burn the whole thing on the mizbech, the whole kometz, the whole ktoris, etc. Only if you burn all of that outside are you going to be chayiv. Just a kezias will not be enough. V'kulam, then the Mishnah says, and this whole list that we just gave, shekrivon bifnim, v'shir bahen kezias, v'krivon bachutz chayiv. Oh, so says the Mishnah, but Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar would agree that if you did the following, you would be chayef for only being makriv a kezias outside. What's that? You makriv almost the entire lavona, kometz, minchas kohanim, minchas itzim kohen mashiach, etc. inside. And then the last kezias that was left, you were makriv outside. Then you're going to be chayiv, according to everybody. Why? Because it's through that kezias the whole haktara was completed, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for being makriv outside. V'kulon shechasru kol shehein v'krivon bachutz pater. In all of these cases, let's say it was missing before you were makriv to them. You were missing a little bit. A little bit got burnt, a little bit got lost, a little bit of the frankincense, a little bit of the ktoris, whatever it may be. And your makriv now outside, not the whole thing. Why not? Because some of it got lost. So you're not going to be chayev because they weren't fit to be makriv inside since they're lacking a part of it. You're not going to be chayev for it outside. Why is this a problem? So the pasuk says, "Vayikra beis v'hanoseres min hamincha laharon levanov." The phrase ha-mincha teaches me ha-mincha has to be the full mincha. This excludes a mincha that's missing something. It's missing in the kometz before the haktara or the like. You're not going to be chayef for out. You can't bring it inside. Therefore, you will not be chayef for bringing it outside.